Vision-improving nanoparticle eye drops could end the need for glasses and contacts and even LASIK eye surgery. But what do we as Christians think about this? It's nanoparticles. Isn't that kind of a scary word? You know, what do we do?
Yeah.
So this recently came out. Now with me in basement is Christina Peck.
Back in basement.
Yes, my lovely, beautiful wife. We decided it'd be fun to just have her on for some of these videos. But yeah, so I wear contacts. I wear glasses. Not both at the same time because that's incredibly painful.
That's terrible.
But, you know, I for a while I've wanted LASIK eye surgery. I just can't afford it. And it's also just kind of scary, you know, because they remove parts of things. And I've seen the surgery and it looks awful. I've heard it's really not that bad.
You're numb.
Yeah, I've heard it's fine, but it's still...
It's fine. It's okay.
I don't like things in my eyes. Unless they're contacts, which...
You're not going to feel anything.
Yeah, well, but so maybe this is a solution. If you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There you have access to so much free content. You won't know what to do with yourself. You'll be alone by yourself, shut up in a basement somewhere or in your room. You won't take phone calls from your friends or families because you will be too busy absorbing all of the free information that I provided there. It's an excellent way to live. So, but
it's the only way to live.
So go to joshbeckdisclosure.com. Lots of free information. If you want to help, because we desperately need it, we want to upgrade our equipment here, and we want to provide some higher quality content for you. The production value. I work in television, so this production value is this isn't working for me.
It's embarrassing.
I want to give you guys. You guys deserve better. But this channel is basically totally. Donation funded because I can never rely on AdSense. YouTube demonetizes things and I can't rely on that at all. So we've turned to a more donation based structure. So this channel almost 100% is funded by you guys, all of you, the viewer. Now what benefit do you get from that is you actually get to give us feedback and we listen, you know, we want to talk about the things that you're interested in. We want to hear your feedback on production value and all that stuff. And we want to listen and give you guys what you want. So, you know, like I've said, this is your show. I'm just hosting it. So, but yeah, joshbeckdisclosure.com. You can donate there. Just hit the donate button. If you can't donate your money, you can donate your time by sharing this video and giving it to all your friends and family members. So I know that there have been people that are kind of nervous about nanoparticles. I myself actually don't really know how I feel about them because I don't know exactly what they do. There's this big debate on where's the line in improving human biology, you know? I think personally the line is between restoration and glorification.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just restoring something and it's not changing your genetics, you know, it's not making you into something that's not human anymore, I think that's fine. So, like, I have a prosthetic hip. You know, people might be able to get bionic hearts or something. But it's not really like an improvement. It doesn't make me less human. It's just restores what should be there,
right.
You know. So now if these nanoparticles gave you like X-ray vision or something, you know, then I think that's something that is a problem.
Yeah, borderline going towards the transhumanistic path, and that's where I would draw the line.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if it's just helping improving your eyesight, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I mean, our eyesight it diminishes with due to a lot of things, sitting in front of a computer screen, straining, trying to read in the dark, you know, overusage of those eye muscles.
Well, even just like aging, or even
aging,
just people are born. Yeah, people are just born with bad eyesight.
Yeah. So, I mean, if this is just to improve it, I don't have a problem with it personally.
Yeah, if it's restoring something that it should already be. So, well, here's the story. So a team of, I'm not going to say this word right, ophthalmologists, eye doctors. No, I know that's not right. But they've invented and tested, they're calling them nano drops, mm-hmm. that could make prescription eyeglasses as old-fashioned as bloodletting. The team that Israel's Cher Zedek. It's Cher with two A's, so I'm probably not saying that right. But anyway, Cher Zedek Medical Center and Bar Ian or Ilan or Lan University. There's a capital I and a lowercase L looks the exact same in some of these articles. So anyway, but Israeli eye doctors, they found that these nanodrops, when combined with a laser process, it actually improved vision for both near and far sightedness. But so far, only on pig eyes. Clinical testing on humans will begin later this year. So it works in three steps. Ziv Zalewski, just these names. I love them as people, but the names. he or she, I guess, I don't know. But this person is a professor of electrical engineering and nanophotonics at Bar Ilan or Lan or Ian University, who worked on the project. So the first of three steps, it involves an app on the patient's smartphone or mobile device that measures their eye refraction. A laser pattern is then created and projected into the corneal surface of the eyes. And this, I guess, actually counts as a surgical procedure, but it takes less than 1 second.
Huh.
Then the patient uses eye drops containing what Zalewski describes as special nanoparticles. And here's a direct quote. He says, these nanoparticles go into the shallow ablated patterns generated on the surface of the cornea. They change the refraction index inside those patterns. This corrects the visual problem the user has. The process of correction can be done at home without the need of a medical doctor. Zalewski said that the treatment differs substantially from regular laser eye surgery, which removes a significant portion of the cornea, the transparent layer that forms the front of the eye. And in this new process, only the upper part of the cornea is affected. The benefit of this approach is that not only does it mean that the treatment can be safely carried out in a patient's home without medical supervision, but it should prove effective for far more patients. Huh. But unfortunately, the fix is only temporary, meaning patients would need to repeat the process every 1 or 2 months to maintain their superior eyesight, which to me doesn't sound that bad. I mean, if it's just shooting a thing in your face for a second and then putting in an eye drop once or twice a month, that's less hassle than contacts,
right,
and even less hassle than glasses having to clean
them
all the time.
How much would it cost to do every?
Well,
like,
yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't say.
Right.
So it probably would be one of those things that would be expensive at first, but then the more that privatized companies get involved in it, like what happened with LASIK. LASIK used to be really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Now it's $900 an eye.
Yeah, it used to be like $10,000.
Yep.
But you know, the more competition can actually drive down price and improve quality. So it would probably be something like that. So it might take, you know, I mean, it says later this year they'll try it on human. And then I'm sure they're going to have to go through a whole bunch of processes to actually get it approved.
Right.
We probably won't see anything like this for a few years, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know enough about nanoparticles to know if it's something.
Dry.
Yeah, if it's something that that we should worry about or not. To me, this sounds pretty good, but I personally would have to do more research into it before I would be able to make a final decision for myself.
Right. I would agree with you there. You know, as I said at the beginning of the video, that if it's just to help improve something,
mm-hmm.
like to restore something, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. And as long as it's not like changing DNA,
right.
and changing your genetics on the germline level or whatever, I'm not great at microbiology, but as long as it's like not changing your genetics to where you're not even human anymore, there's a lot of efforts in the transhumanist community towards those end. And I'm not into that at all. That is something that I would rather die than do something like that. Like if I had some cancer and they're like, well, we can alter your genetics, you won't be human anymore. You know, that to me is too risky of like, okay, Jesus died for humans, right? He died for mankind, for his creation. Are we still under his shed blood if we transform ourselves into something that's not human anymore? I don't want to take that risk. But again, that's something that each person would have to make up their own mind.
Right. Yep, I agree.
So what do you guys think? Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Tell me what you think about this nanoparticle eye drop sauce solution stuff.
Eye sauce.
Nanoparticle
awesome sauce.
Nano sauce. Great on eyes.
Ew.
what do you think about this? And do you think this is something that would be helpful or something we should stay away from? Leave me a comment in the comment section below. And go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for a ton of free comment and click the donate button if you would like to. Thank you for watching. And until next time, take care and God bless.